Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah! Lift up your hands to the Lord, please. Oh, we thank you, Lord, this morning, and pray for a minute or two. It's a very important part of the service, and I believe that God has a word for us. I want you to pray for yourself that the word will penetrate deeply into your heart, that you will receive a personal revelation which will lead to a change, a remarkable change in your life, in the name of Jesus. Pray that God Himself will perfect that which concerns you. And pray that through those words, you'll be armed with the truth that will help you greatly. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And this morning, Father, speak as you always do. We ask your Holy Spirit to brood over us, to have free course in this place. We crown you, Jesus, as Lord and King over this gathering, over this house, and everywhere at the Restoration Center. Let your presence be felt and let your glory be seen. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody say, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you all for being in church today. And I want to welcome you all to the Restoration Center. This is our second Sunday here. And we continue to give God the glory for the great things that He has done. Then somebody say a big amen to that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 1. And we're reading from verse 16 to 17. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17.
Here I did me name in a Name surono, eradini meha.
Can you sing it again with me?
Eradini meha, name kwaje, ina kwa.
And just worship him right now.
Jesus Christ,
worship him.
Everywhere
I know you're waiting for the preaching of the word.
Jesus,
but it's okay to worship him this morning.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
everywhere
he oh Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Bless the name
Jesus
of the Lord.
Lift
his name.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, divine. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, divine.
Yes, why am I ashamed? Empty my soul, no doubt. Oh no, now we the
chairman come. Oh mama, oh no.
Yes, oh
yes,
why am I the shame?
Empty.
Song,
no
doubt.
Oh no, now we the chain can oh God, my Lord.
A new hope, yes, Lord, we worship you. We bless you. Shakata yada. And I see Sabo.
And I see
Sabo. I hear
Mohe.
Wonko
Ara.
Now your best, Lord. Come on and wave your hands to the Lord. Wofata ye yo. Wofata and Shira. Wofata. Wofata and Shira. Wofata and Yonyamo. Wofata. Wofata. Wofata and Yonyama. Adumre, Wofata and Tundro, Wofata, 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 Erade, Wofata, Wofata and Tundro. Yes, Lord, we worship you. He's worthy. I said he's worthy. Lift up your hand and say, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the praise. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17.
And
I'm reading from the New King James Version.
New King James.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes. For the Jew first. And also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed. From faith to faith. Everybody say from faith to faith. Oh, you didn't say it with conviction. Say it again. From faith to faith. Hallelujah. Amen. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Psalms 84, verse 5 to 7. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord. That's the New Living Translation. Who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. So these are those who set out to go to the house of the Lord. To the place where the presence of the Lord is. It says when they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger. And each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. Look at verse 7 from the New King James Version. It says, they go from strength to strength. Everybody say with me, from strength to strength. Say it again, from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Hallelujah. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Let's read it together. Ready, go.
For the Lord is the Spirit.
For the Lord is the Spirit. Continue.
And wherever the Spirit of the
and
Lord
wherever
is,
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Next verse.
So all of us who have had that vision.
Can you change to the New King James Version, please? Okay, stay there. New Living Translation, please. New Living Translation. No, King James. King James. The New King James Version. Okay. But it says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. Are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Everybody say from glory to glory. Say it one more time. Say it for the third time. From glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now say with me, from faith to faith. From strength to strength. And from glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor your level is changing. From faith to faith. From strength to strength. And from glory to glory. And say aloud, hallelujah. Now, last week, I started sharing with you on this subject, changing levels. And the three statements that I made you make to your neighbor can be summarized with one statement. So moving from faith to faith. From strength to strength. And from glory to glory. Simply means you are changing levels. You are changing levels. And I explained to you that God wants our levels to change. All through the scriptures, in God's dealings with his people, there is one significant thing that you cannot fail but notice. Which is that he always changes the levels of his people. When they encounter God, when God visits them, when God calls them, he does not keep them at the same place. He always lifts them higher. So run through the Bible characters that you know.
Abraham.
His level changed.
Isaac.
His level changed. Jacob.
Jacob.
His level changed.
Moses.
His level changed. Mention some more names. Which other Bible character can you think of? David.
David Suso.
His level changed. Anybody less? Joseph. His level changed. He was a prisoner. And he became a prime minister. May your level change be astonishing.
Amen.
May you yourself be surprised at what the Lord will do in your
Amen.
Life. May everybody who knows you be confused.
Amen.
May people begin to ask one another,
Amen.
May people be confused when they see what the Lord has done.
Amen.
That's when you lift up your voice and say, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord. If you sing it in faith, you would have real cause to sing the song again. Pick it again. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we've waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. So you will notice that the people God visited, those he called, those he used, he changed their levels. You will not be an exception.
Amen.
I said you will not be an exception.
Amen.
If it hasn't yet happened in your life, that is to say that if your change in levels hasn't yet occurred, and you are still waiting on God to change your level in whichever area of your life that you're expecting it, I prophesy into your life,
Jesus,
that your expectation will not be cut off.
Amen.
You will not be left disappointed and frustrated anymore.
Amen.
I know that you've been asking yourself for some time, Dabeng, when is it going to happen? When is God going to change my level? When are things going to get better for me? When will I marry? When will I have a child? When will I get that major job breakthrough? When will all my problems ease away? When will the frustrations end? The first half of 2024 has ended perhaps without you seeing certain things. But I stand here under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
And I declare to you that during the second half of the year,
Jesus,
you will see what you did not see during
Amen.
The first half. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Shout it out in faith.
Amen.
Shout it out like you truly believe
amen.
It. Shout, my level is changing. Shout it again, my level is changing. And give the Lord a mighty hand clap. Now, the first thing we saw there regarding change of levels is that God is going to move us from faith to faith. From faith to faith. It is necessary to experience a change in levels in this particular area to move from faith to faith. Let me share with you a few things about faith. Now, faith is defined in the dictionary as trust in God and in His promises. Trust in God and in His promises. These are the promises made through Christ and the scriptures, by which humans are justified or saved. So this is a Bible definition of what faith is. It is trust in God and in His promises, made through Christ and the scriptures, by which humans are justified or saved. Look at Romans chapter 4 verse 3. So even though it's a dictionary secular definition, it has a scriptural support. So in Romans chapter 4 verse 3, New Living Translation, it says, for the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. From the Amplified Version, it says, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed in.
Abraham or
and then amplifies it and says, trusted in God. And it was credited to his account as righteousness. So to have faith in God is to believe in Him. And to have faith in God is to put your trust in Him. And to trust in His promises. The promises that you have in Christ. The promises that you have in the scriptures. And by having this trust in Him, you are counted as righteous and you are justified before God. The story of Abraham is an intriguing story. He was somewhere minding his own business. When God called him, he said, Abraham, he said, yes. And God said, leave your country. Leave your family. Leave your father's house. And go to the land that I'm going to show you. And God said to him, I'm going to make you a great nation. I will bless you,
Bear.
And your name will become great. God said to him, I will bless all those who bless you. And anybody who curses you, I will curse that person. He said, in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. What fantastic promises! Fantastic promises. Amazing promises. Now, I don't know how you and I would have reacted if we had heard such a shocking word.
But
Abraham believed.
So Abraham ojidiye.
He trusted in God.
Ojidiye.
And he set out to make moves based on this promise that he had received. And that thing that he did, God credited it to him as righteousness. He was not a perfect guy. He had a lot of issues. But that thing that he did made him very attractive and appealing to God. Because he trusted in him. Because of that step that he did, we even call God the God of Abraham. The God of
Abraham.
And we sing songs connected to him. So we sing, Abraham, yam yo batampa. Fawunina mano Jinudi no beya mawo Oyonyame Oyonyame no ye. So when we think about faith and trusting in God, we always remember Abraham. And that is what faith is. Number two, the Bible also describes faith as confidence in what we hope for. An assurance about what we do not see. Confidence in what we hope for. An assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. The New International Version says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. So you are hoping for something. You have an expectation. And you are confident about that expectation that you have. That it will come to pass. Or there are some things that you are waiting to see. You haven't yet seen them. But you have assurance in your heart about it. That what I am yet to see, I will see it by the grace of God. When you have that confidence, and when you have that assurance, then we say that you have faith. Today I prophesy concerning your life.
Jesus.
Whatever you are hoping for that you haven't yet seen.
Jesus.
Whatever you are expecting that hasn't yet materialized. Whatever you've been looking to see in your life, that hasn't yet manifested. Perhaps the first half of the year has been a disappointment for you, as far as realized expectations and met needs are concerned. But I stand here and I prophesy into your life, my friend, that the story will be entirely different during the second half of the year.
Amen.
The things you are hoping for, you will experience them.
Amen.
The things you desire to see,
Jesus,
you will see them.
Amen.
Young lady, I see you.
Jesus.
The husband you are hoping for,
Jesus,
you will find him.
Amen.
The marriage you desire,
Jesus,
you will experience it.
Amen.
I can see one glorious day. Somebody is walking up the aisle.
Jesus.
Looking all glorious and beautiful.
Amen.
Who is she?
Jesus.
It is you.
Amen.
I see you.
Amen.
I see you clearly.
Amen.
Because of you, a lot of people have gathered. Because they have heard of what the Lord has done in your life. Those who gave up on you, those who thought it will never happen, they have heard that it has finally happened, and they can't help it to be there to see what the Lord has done. Your expectations will be met. It is being announced in church. There's a naming ceremony coming up.
Amen.
Whose child is it?
Amen.
It is your child.
Amen.
The child you've been hoping for.
Jesus.
The child you've been desiring to see.
Jesus.
You haven't lost your confidence.
Jesus.
You haven't lost your assurance.
Jesus.
And God is honoring your faith.
Jesus.
Your hands will carry that child.
Amen.
Your breast will feed that child.
Amen.
You will lift him up unto the Lord and say, this is the Lord's doing.
Amen.
And it is marvelous in our sight.
Amen.
I prophesy this into your life.
Jesus.
That you will see it.
Amen.
What you desire to see, you will see it.
Amen.
What you desire to handle, you will handle
them. Amen.
Where you desire to be, you will get there.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
The disappointments of your life will end.
Amen.
The frustrations will cease.
Amen.
The Lord will glorify himself.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh God, why have you forgotten about me?
Jesus.
He says to tell you he never forgot about you.
Amen.
That he was actually working things out for you.
Amen.
I know that he will bring it to pass at
Amen.
The right time. And so expect it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now that is your prophetic way.
Receive it
in the mighty name of Jesus. Changing levels, moving from faith to faith. The third truth that I want to share with you that you must understand about our faith is that our salvation experience was initiated by faith. Our salvation experience was initiated by faith. Now, this is one of the truths that you must grasp. If you're going to be able to move from faith to faith, so as to experience a change in levels, you must appreciate that the starting of your faith journey was in receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that precious gift of salvation that you bear was initiated, was brought about by faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. This is describing the salvation experience, pointing out very clearly to us that we are not saved by works. If you try to work out your salvation by good works, it will be an exercise in futility. Because all our righteousnesses are like filthy rats before the Lord. And there are some people who don't know Christ. And they don't see their need for him. Because they believe that they are good. They believe that they are correct. That they don't do bad things. But Mr. Goody Goody, Madam Correcto Perfecto, we admire you for all your nice things. But I must announce to you that you cannot be right before God until you bow your knees to Jesus. And by faith accept him as the Son of God. For Christ is still the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except by him and through him. It is a faith thing. And the Bible says, so by grace are you saved through faith. The channel of the conduit through which the grace of God finds us is called faith. Which means that without faith, we cannot be saved. Romans 10, verse 9 to
11.
And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. And as the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. So, how do we get saved? confessing with our mouths the Lord Jesus, believing in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, that he is the Son of God who came to die for us and to pay the price for our sins. But he did not remain dead. He rose again on the third day, and he lives forevermore. When you believe this in your heart and you confess that Jesus is Lord with your mouth, the Bible says you will be saved. So that is how our salvation was worked out, by our faith. So in understanding your change in levels, as brought about by moving from faith to faith, the beginning of it all is having faith in Jesus, resulting in your salvation. Number four, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists, and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. You cannot have it more emphatic than that. If you ask me, Pastor, how can I please God? The answer that I will give you is that you must be a faith person. Because the Bible declares it very clearly, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It didn't say without love, it's impossible to please God. We can argue that without love, it is impossible to please God. But the Bible didn't say that anywhere. Neither did it say that without perfection and holiness, you cannot please God. It says without holiness, no man can see God. And we can argue that it means, therefore, that without holiness, you cannot please God. But there's nowhere in scripture where it is said this emphatically. But where faith is concerned, it is spelled out very clearly. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so when you read through Hebrews chapter 11, which is the hall of fame of faith people, you find a tall list of people who please God. And all these people had one thing in common. They please God because of their faith. They believed him against belief. At the peril of their own lives, they held on to him. In the fiery furnace, they said, we still believe in him. In the den of lions, they said, we are not giving up on our God. They were thrown into an arena of lions. They said, we are not going to renounce Christ. And these were not perfect people. These were people who had the challenges that we go through in this life. Mention them. I said mention them. You see people who had real life issues, but the Bible records about them that they please God because they had faith in him. And if you want God to be happy with you, if we want God to be satisfied with us, one of the things that we must never let go of is our faith in God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Lift up your hand and say, I will hold on to God. I will believe in him. No matter what comes my way, I will not give up on my faith so that I may please my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number five, we please God when we walk by faith, not by sight.
We please God when we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. New King James Version. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. The Message Bible says, it's what we trust in, but don't yet see, that keeps us going.
Message Bible say eye de ye de ho atoso yen for yeni hunu ye no eno na eboa yem ye tu ya na mo dada.
So to please God, we must walk by faith, not by
sight.
To experience a change in levels, we must walk by faith and not by
sight.
You know, the time has come when you must decide that I'm no longer going to be moved by what I'm seeing. Yes, I know that you're seeing a lot of discouraging signs. Seeing things that are not working. Things that are not turning out as expected. It may look like things are moving from bad to worse. And I know that you've prayed for a long time about certain things. You've cried out to God and you fasted to see certain changes in your life. But I want you to say to yourself, because in the season that you are entering into, you must continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Because the breakthrough has delayed, I know. The frustrations have continued unabated for too long. And it's like one frustration after the other. Have you ever been tempted to say that God has forgotten about you? Have you ever told yourself before that God doesn't like me? Or you ask the question, God, why me? But the reason why you ask these questions is that you are moved by what you see. But the faith that leads to a change in levels, you must determine that no longer will I allow what I see to affect me. But I would decide to concentrate on what I am yet to see. And have faith in the God that I serve, that He's about to manifest those things in my life. So shift from just focusing on the things that are obvious and focus on the things that are not clear. Yes, the marriage is not working. Tell yourself, I refuse to look at it. I am going through a lot of pain, but I refuse to focus on it. The business seems to be collapsing right in front of me, but I refuse to dwell on that. But I am focusing on the promises of God that says I will be the head and not the tail. That I will be above and not beneath. I say I know that things have kept too long. But they have kept too long because God is about to do something. And the Bible says, though it tarries, wait for it. Tell the person sitting by you, please wait. Don't give up on God. Refuse to be moved by the struggles, by the disappointments, by the failures. Focus on the Lord. Focus on the promises of God. Tell yourself that God is about to do good. God is about to make good on His promises. Tell your neighbor, for God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. What he has said, he will do it. In my life, he will bring to pass. I see things working for me. Because God is working things out for me. Tell your neighbor, I see my husband now. I see my wife now. I see my child now. I see my mega business now. I see my scholarship now. I see my visa now. I see my nice life now. Shall I see it? Shall I see it? Because I walk by faith and not by sight. Somebody clap your hands and bless the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Number six. Because of how important faith is, God has ensured that each and every one of us has a measure of faith. Remember that we are talking about changing levels in relation to moving from faith to faith. And I'm explaining to you that there's a need to move from faith to faith so that you can experience a change in your levels. But you must understand this whole faith business, which is why I'm building up on that and bringing you to a certain place. And the next truth is that because of how important faith is, God has ensured that each and every one of us has a measure of faith. Romans 12 verse 3. But I say to every one of you, through the grace given to me, not to have an over high opinion of himself. Tell the person sitting by you, cool down. Tell the person, cool down. Because you have too high an opinion of yourself. So tell the person, be cool. So that God can lift you up. It says, but to have wise thoughts. This is the Bible in basic edition. As God has given to everyone a measure of faith. And this is talking about every child of God. If you are a child of God, God has given to you a measure of faith. Never stand anywhere and say, I don't have faith. You have it. Without faith, you will not be saved. And every one of us has been given a measure of faith. It shows that faith is important in this whole Christian experience. And God has ensured that each and every one of us has a measure of faith. Number seven, there are different levels of faith. There are different levels of faith. Matthew 6 verse 30. New Living Translation. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Then look at what it says. Why do you have so little faith? So you can see that there is a level of faith called little. Little faith. Little faith. Matthew 8 verse 10. New King James Version. Now this is the story of the centurion who appealed to Jesus to come and heal his servant. He said certain things. And the Bible says when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Notice here, his faith is described as great faith. So faith is in levels. You can have little faith. You can have great faith. Elsewhere, you can see people who had weak faith. Others had strong faith. Others had faith that grows exceedingly. So there are different levels of faith. And that should tell you that you can actually move from one level to a higher one. That will be the story of your life. And you are moving from little faith to great faith. You are moving from weak faith to strong faith. You are moving into exceedingly growing faith. So that you can experience the change of levels that you desire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number eight. Whatever level of faith we start at, God wants our faith level to change. Because with the change of faith level will come the change of levels that you desire in your life. When your faith level changes, you can expect to see a change of levels in all the critical areas of your life. And it is because your faith level has changed. And now you are believing God for greater things. And you are believing God for higher things. I told you last week Sunday that our presence here is a sign of a level change. That as it has happened to this church, so will it happen in your individual lives also. But how has it come to pass? Because we've had to believe God and have faith. Look, sometimes I am amazed when I look at what the Lord has done. But to get to this point, I've had to believe God. I've had to believe God. And I'm not surprised that people are surprised that we have moved into our own building in less than 3 years. So those of you who are discussing us, I've heard it. Yeah. And I know all the different theories that are being given in connection to it. But I don't know why you always have to look at things from a carnal perspective. Does it not occur to you that God is still in the miracle business? Does it not occur to you that when a person believes in God and focuses on Him and trusts in Him, God is able to pick the person from nowhere and set the person somewhere high? Has it not occurred to you? Why do you have to equate it with money that somebody has given? I hear a lot of funny stories. But you don't understand what you are talking about. We are where we are by the grace of God.
Amen.
And it is not the doing of a man. It's not me. Stop what you are saying. It's not me. Me? It can't be me. It is God, purely God. That's what you are seeing. And it has been held by the faith that one has had in Him. To be here and to build what we have built. And even where we are, that people are making a lot of noise about, this is not the main church auditorium. It is not. I like nice things. That's the reason why I've insisted on it being as nice as possible. The main church auditorium is the one that you see down there. So if this one is causing rumbles, then what is going to happen when the mighty one comes up? So stop it. Stop those discussions. Learn something from it. Number one is by the grace of God. Number two is by faith in Him. And everything that you see, it is God who is at work. Yeah. It's God who is doing it. I said, who is doing it? But it's your faith in Him that provokes Him to do what He's going to do. This land there, it's a miracle. It's a miracle how we got it. But we had to really believe God. To start, It's been a miracle. You don't know the number of times I've laid on my bed and said, Johnny, one and our smile. What is this thing that you are doing? What have you put yourself into? How is it going to work out? I have no idea. Sometimes the fear. But anytime those fearful thoughts come, I try to counteract it with faith. I've never allowed the fears to keep me down and under. If I had followed the fears, I would not be standing here. And setting out to do what I'm doing. From the word go, I knew that I was going to come under a lot of attacks. Yeah. The psalmist wrote and said, many are they increase that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against
me.
Many are they who say, where is his God? From the very beginning, I knew. And if I had followed my fears and apprehension, I wouldn't have embraced the call. I wouldn't have embraced the ministry. But I had to believe God. And I had to increase my faith level. Pray and ask God to increase my faith. As I read the word of God, increase my faith. Whatever faith I had, used it. You don't have any money in your accounts, but you say you are going to buy this expensive prime area land.
I
had to believe God. I had to. And he came through for us. Yeah. He came through for us. But he hasn't finished. Did you think that he is finished? Bible says what the Lord has prepared for those who love him, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. I say this about this church, but I say it also about you. I'm saying emphatically to you today that the change in level that you've been waiting for, it will happen practically.
Amen.
But let your faith level change.
Amen.
And God is helping you now.
Amen.
Let your confessions change from this day.
Amen.
There's too much negativity around you.
Jesus.
You've said all the bad things about your husband, all the bad things about your wife, all the bad things about the economy, all the bad things about your children, all the bad things about your business, all the bad things about your health. Enough.
Yeah.
Enough of those negative confessions.
Yeah.
What has all the negativity done for you? It's only caused pain. It's made things worse. I know your background isn't too attractive. I know that you've made a lot of mistakes. I know that you don't know any important person. I know that it's been one struggle after another. I know. But believe that all things are working together for your good. And determine that enough of the negativity. Because if you assess yourself and your life, you will discover that almost all the time you are saying something negative. You've never said anything good about your wife before. When you see her, you say in your head, "Anyen." And the times that you've been booing your husband in a chair that you thought he didn't see, he saw. But he just didn't mind you. The negativity is too much. And that's why I'm saying to you that believe God. Have a change in your faith level. Because you have a measure of faith. But don't just stay there. What it is with some of us is that we've just stayed at the level of faith that leads to salvation, and that's it. But why don't you move higher into another level of faith? The level of faith that leads to a change in marriage. A change in finances. A change in your fortunes in this life. A change in your business. A change in your health. Believe God to move a notch higher in your level of faith. Because this, I guarantee, it will result in a change of levels for you. So I say to you, my brother, I say to you, my sister, today, God is not going to leave you until He has changed your level. Because till that level change occurs in your life, God will feel that He has failed you. But that's why you need to rise up in your faith level. The only thing that God is expecting from you is faith. Is to believe. Is to believe in Him. Look at Abraham. 75 years old, God called him. He said, I'm going to give you a child. 80 years, no child. 85. 90. 95. It was only when he hit 100. And his wife, Sarah, was 90 years old. And the Bible says in Romans 4 somewhere that Abraham did not consider the deadness of his body. And he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. And he did not stagger at the promises of God. Trying to do his best at his age. Knowing that he could easily have a heart attack. It was a very dangerous thing, eh? Because at a certain age, you have to use a lot of wisdom. But he believed God. He believed Him. And he trusted in God. And he continued to work on his faith. Even when he shook a little. He never lost faith in God. And God honored his faith. So I want you to believe God and go a notch higher in your faith level. And I declare to you that your change of level, your change of level, you will see it.
Amen.
Abu, come to me. It has already started.
Amen.
And it will continue to happen.
Amen.
What you've waited long for,
Jesus,
the signs have finally appeared that God is about to do it. So expect more.
Amen.
Anything else that you are expecting to see, God is going to bring to pass.
Amen.
So don't give up on Him.
Amen.
Don't give up on your faith.
Amen.
Don't give up on anything that you're doing.
Amen.
For God is working things out for
Amen.
You. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tell the person sitting by you, your level is changing. And tell the person, so move a higher in your faith. Tell the person, move from faith to faith. Move from faith to faith. Move from faith to faith. Because God is about to do something new in your life. Put your hands together, rise up to your feet, and give thanks to the Lord, my friend. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wherever you are, begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank Him. Rato Zapadi Yadayabadalaba, Jacatolababa Zaparaba Jarahandarabaha, Rando Zabriandi Arawaka Superada Bahaza, Lekatadi Hansanda Bahadia Baha, Kabadia Tabaha. Thank the Lord for changing our level as a church. He hasn't finished with us yet. He's taking us higher. And as He's doing with this church, so will He do with each and every one of us. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you are here today and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. That means that you are not born again. You have not consciously and deliberately surrendered your life to Christ. But today, on this day that you've heard about changing levels, you must understand that God wants to do exactly that, change your level. And it's going to happen by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. How can we close this service without giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to give your heart to Jesus. You want to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Perhaps you are watching us, and right there in your room, I assure you that Christ can see you, and he's reaching out to you. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please lift up your right hand wherever you are. And I'm going to pray with you. Even in there, in your room, lift those hands up and let me pray with you. God bless you. Now say this prayer with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Oh God, I need you. And without you, I can do nothing. Today, I humble myself and I bow my knees to Jesus. I receive him as my Lord and my personal Savior. For the rest of my life, I will serve him. I will follow him. I will live for him. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, 30th of June 2024, I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, let everybody say amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.